this is more of a hybrid between typical construction and climatically responsive design.
Manitoba Hydro headquarters in downtown Winnipeg, the shiny new 22-story tower is not a typical fuel guzzler. Natural lighting, passive solar and geothermal heating and cooling, and south-facing exposure make it North America's most energy-efficient building. Architect Tom Akerstrom takes me on a tour.
Instead of the building being a building that doesn't interact with the climate, to use the climate in the building, so the building literally becomes a living and breathing entity.
Manitoba Hydro delivers electricity to 500,000 customers and natural gas to another 250,000. When the design of its new office tower began in the early 2000s, it decided to make a statement. The building certainly does that. Outside, on a balcony overlooking downtown Winnipeg, a prairie garden grows. In the summer, plant transpiration cools the office space beneath. The garden also buffers storm water flow and provides duck habitat. Above us, the building's double glass wall is designed to capture the sun's heat, resist temperature extremes, and ventilate the building at no fuel cost.
This is the only double wall in the world that we are aware of that has a double pane of glass on the outside and a single pane on the inside. In the winter mode, we close it all up, like putting a jacket on. In the summer, we open the outside windows, and that little wall on the side catches the air, so it'll go through that double wall to cool the double wall. So free of charge again, we're cooling the building with just natural wind flow.
Energy efficiency makes perfect sense for Manitoba Hydro. The northern rivers it generates electricity from will likely recede as Earth's climate warms. By reducing CO2 emissions from its Winnipeg headquarters, Hydro is helping to keep those rivers flowing.
Manitoba Hydro is a water resource-based electrical generator. I mean, we generate our electricity, 98% of it, through water power. And so how is climate change going to affect that water in the future and that source of water? It's absolutely critical to us that we maintain that water supply.
We probably won't see a lot of change in annual flow, but we'll lose that water at a critical time.
No one knows more about climate impacts on river flow than Professor David Schindler.
August is the critical time for irrigators. It's also the critical time for fish, and I worry that we'll lose those.
Schindler helped found Canada's renowned Experimental Lakes area in Ontario, where the impacts of pollutants on freshwater systems were first revealed. Schindler looks back on those studies as an early climate warning bell.
If I would have predicted from that paper what we were going to see this summer, I would have been right on. Fire in the basins, more chemical inputs from the fire, drought, declining stream flows.
More recent research reveals how Canadian rivers are slowing as mountain glaciers melt, especially in midsummer.
The ice fields are, of course, shrinking. That same paper that was on there predicts that over 90% of the glaciers in both interior BC and the Rockies will be gone by 2100, so we'll effectively be without those flows.
When we're talking about the scale of warming that we're on path for with the continued combustion of coal, etc., it really is a game changer.
Andrew Weaver is a climate modeler at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. Weaver also sits in the provincial legislature as a Green, where he speaks his mind.
Where we're headed is to warming on the order of 3-4 degrees. When you start to talk about 4-degree warming, you're talking about staggering levels of ecosystems committed to extinction. How does a city like New York survive? You start to have storm surges on higher sea level that have events like Sandy happening every year. There's the reality. So we know the end point. The end point is essentially game over. So why don't we put in the place, the policy measures, deal with it so we don't get there?
We're going up into the tower now.
Effective climate policy is crucial. What interests Tom Akerstrom the most are energy-efficient buildings. Buildings consume nearly half of the energy generated in North America and account for 40% of its CO2 emissions.
17.
Although Manitoba Hydro specializes in generating relatively clean hydroelectricity, its headquarters are powered by the earth and sun, generating no emissions at all.
So now we're standing in what we call the lung of the building, and we like to say it's the nicest mechanical room in Canada. The building consists of two different systems. The heating and the cooling is done by a radiant system that comes out of the geothermal system under the building. So in the summer, we're taking the heat from the air and cooling the building by taking the heat out of the air and pushing it back into the ground. And then in the winter, we take that storage of heat, take the heat the other way, up into the building to cool the building.
On top of Manitoba Hydro's glass office tower, a glass-lined chimney, the air inside rises as it heats in the sun, sucking fresh air through the building at no energy cost. In the winter, solar heated air is shunted back into the building.
Minus 35 degrees C in the middle of winter in Winnipeg. This building is so well designed that during the day when the sun is shining, we are literally cooling the building during the day with natural sources as opposed to heating it by using the ground energy and by using the sun's energy combined to provide the heat of this building.
Manitoba Hydro's office tower has reduced the utility's energy consumption by 60% and monthly energy bills by $1 million. That's not all. Natural ventilation and lighting make it a healthier, more productive place to work. In a so-called three-degree world where CO2 emissions must drop and energy efficiency rise, buildings like this one will be in demand.
I'm convinced if we put the same team together and built another tower, we'd be able to build it even that much better. You're going to see some other buildings going up in North America that are going to hopefully surpass this building in the future. We have helped them with the design of their buildings.
For DW Radio, I'm Dave Kattenberg in Winnipeg.